This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. That is E-L-S-I-S. We are talking about Rudolf Hess, who I understand was also a vegetarian. And one of our listeners wants to know if Hess remained a vegetarian during his multi-year imprisonment.
No, I don't know the answer to that. I'm not quite sure. That's a good question.
Right. Now Hitler also had a dog during World War I. It was a little pooch that he saved from the warfare, and that little dog was just as very, very attentive and just stayed by Hitler's side. Something else that's kind of interesting is that the Germans set up their zoos in a very humane way. They did not believe in a lot of barred cages and whatnot. They had the environment set up so that they were more like their natural habitat. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, it's I've heard this and many different things about the Germans that I just find it unbelievably interesting that almost all of our preconceived notions about Germany. Through hundreds of thousands of articles, 10,000 books, 1,000 movies. It's overkill. And sort of how you see one's hand is the overkill of what is done. It should show you in a sort of an opposite way of why is somebody trying to shove this information down one's throat? So I actually look at the world a lot like that now as when somebody's trying to push something on you, which I told people about 20 years ago that anything you see on the evening news, any of the major stories, is the exact opposite. And people looked at me like, what? But this is exactly what it is. Anyway, back to Rudolf Hess. On April 21st of 1933, Adolf Hitler awarded Deputy to the Führer to Rudolf Hess. And this was one of the most prestigious awards that one could get. So he was one of the handful of people now that was not only he was in charge of the party and SS general, but now he was Deputy Führer, which is his title. He went in 1936. The Germany had both the summer and winter games, Olympic games, and this was the last time it happened. And Hess met a lot of people. He was sort of their goodwill ambassador. He was a very outgoing and gracious man and highly intelligent. The people that worked for him at the party, they had nothing bad to say about this man. He held himself. He was just full of integrity and a perfect symbol for what Germany was. I mean, the more I looked into him, the more I became enamored with this man. I mean, he had a few sort of, and he tried to test different things out. So even that, you can't condemn him for going into certain spiritualistic realms, but we're all trying to grow. So some people condemn him for certain things like that, but I see it as a growth. But overall, he nobody talked bad about this man, and he met so many people at the Olympics and people throughout the world, and they saw Germany for what it was. I mean, until that time, now it's three and a half years into Hitler's Third Reich, and people throughout the world saw what was happening in Germany at this time. It was a miracle. Everybody else is still mired in the Depression, and it's even like when they went into Austria in 1938. A lot of people realize, oh, he invaded Austria. Well, they had a vote, and it was 99.73%. percent of the people wanted this. So,
exactly.
Yep.
All righty. We'll be right back. We have a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. GeoffLawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and his website, the one that is relevant for today, is RudolfHess.net, and you were talking about Austria and how there was a vote there, and that people, percentage-wise, what was it, 99-point-something percent of the people wanted to be reunited with Germany.
99.73%, so only 0.023% which were probably Jews, voted against it. This was, but once again, it's a preconceived notion. Just like the miracle of the Germany economy in the 30s, the Jews tried to then throw mud in the water by saying, well, he was building up for war. This is not true. The war... Hitler realized in the fall of 1936, I'm sure he realized earlier, of course, but that the Soviet Union, there was going to be a clash. It was inevitable. And he put a four-year plan into effect in October of 36, which then started ramping up the defense industry. But up until that time, and it was, really wasn't until 38, 39, so this miracle was not just a defense industry propagated. So this is another misconception that they try to throw on to mislead you. And, you know, the other one, he wanted to take over the world because, you know, he goes in then and he wants – because under the Treaty of Versailles, all these different sections of that were Germany were taken away and given to the France or Czechoslovakia or Poland. It was like in Czechoslovakia where they got part of the mostly ethnic Germans section. And then they went into Czechoslovakia in 1939, I believe it was, right? And it was funny. There's something that has, and everybody's saying, you know, you can't trust him now. You know, we just had an agreement, which what everybody goes back to and says, you know, you acquiesce to them and see what they did next. They go into Czechoslovakia proper and take it over. Well, Hess had something interesting to say about that when he was in the British jails. They asked him about this, and he said, well, our German intelligence found that Russia was building airfields in Czechoslovakia, the Soviet Union, and well, of course, we had to go in there. And I couldn't find another source for this for the life of me until I stumbled upon my research on Holocaust revisionism, that I found another source. But I believed Hess at his word. So I put it in my paper. But I did then later on find another source, which is in the sources now, which was, I forget his name, but Ernest Zundel's lawyer who they literally killed on the steps outside the courthouse. Well, later died from this, but he wrote about it and backed it up and had all this research on it. So you're made to think that all, you know, Germans were just these bunch of crazy lunatics that hated Jews. And yes, there was a disdain for Jews. I mean, you have enemies inside your gates as we do now. And they recognized it much better than we do. And we're beginning to recognize it now. I mean, it's out in the open for everybody, plain as day to see. So, this is the reason why they went into Czechoslovakia. And then you have what caused the war. Huh? I mean, it's you have the problem with Danzig, which was a German city, and that's 97% German, that was given to Poland. And all they wanted was a corridor to go in and out and transport and connect. And, you know, they – Hitler was set up, and this is what people don't understand about World War II, that and by the way, going back a little bit, Churchill, you know, is given whatever, 40,000 pounds by his Jewish handlers, and all of a sudden he turns into the pit bull in 36, late 36.
He was always a pit bull. Even in World War I, he was a dirty scoundrel that the Jews controlled in World War I. And he had the same position in the Navy, in the British Navy, that Roosevelt had in the United States. But yeah, he was always a real scoundrel.
Yeah, you can thank the Lusitania for him. And you know, it's interesting. I stumbled upon another article recently about Winston, whose mother, by the way, was Jerry Jerome, most likely a Jew from New York. It's that he was called Stinkweed because he used to get so blindly drunk that he would go to the bathroom in his pants. And this was a nickname that I never knew of. And it was uncovered in, they were building a church in England in 1940, and it was just, they just redid the floors, and they found under the floorboards, I guess the carpenter left a message about how this is an English carpenter at the time in 1940, leaving a message against England. People didn't realize there was a huge anti-war section in England at the time, and against, they saw Churchill for what he was because of World War I partially, huh? And so what it came down to was, and many people don't realize this about Churchill, which is in World War II, which he took over on May 10th, 1940 from Chamberlain. Mm-hmm. And within one day, he broke the rules of war, this savage little drunken beast. He went and did air raids behind the things on civilians in Germany. And he did this. This was breaking the ethics of war.
He had no ethics about anything.
I agree with you. The more I've learned about this man, the more I hold him in just utter contempt.
Right.
But this is this you know, and Hitler, they were provoking him into war is what it comes down to, and provoking him to strike. He was already into war, provoking him to strike back at England. And Hitler gave a memorandum out that says, no, we just hit industrial targets. And he was trying to tell the world about this, that, you know, they're hitting civilians here, and this is against all the codes of warfare. And of course, it didn't get out very far because everything was controlled by the same people who controlled the world media. So you're in a conundrum, but go ahead.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, that really caused Hitler to go into Poland was the way that the Polish officials were treating all the minority Germans under their jurisdiction. And they had been doing this treatment, treating them as second-class citizens for at least two decades. So it really had more to do with that than it did with the quarter, the Polish quarter. They would not have gone to war had it been just over the territory, the Danzig territory. It was the way that they were treating these people, and had been for a very, very long time. And it was, terrible. I mean, there was so much, persecution of the German minority. And they had just had enough. Hitler just had enough of it.
This was the reason they were killing Germans. And at the same time, they're trying to make a treaty for Danzig. And back on March 31st of 39, the British, soon joined by the French right away, said, gave Poland, if Germany goes into Poland, we're going to declare war on you. So this was known, and this is in the middle of 10 months trying to get a treaty for Danzig. And at the same time, you're 100% correct, they're now stepping up this long campaign against ethnic Germans inside of now Poland. And it became more and more where they were outright killing them. And so what does one do when you have your people being murdered and you have to go and help them? And which is what he did. So this was all pre-orchestrated by our dear friends to provoke Hitler into going into Poland and taking it. And, you know, they went in, they got Danzig by the September 2nd, and Hitler said, okay, you know, that's it. And at the same time, and of course, one day later, he got his answer back, and France and Britain declared war on him. So, another funny thing is that the war started over Poland, to protect Poland, where 17 days later, on September 17th, 1939, the Soviets come in from Poland, from the east. So they invade Poland and nothing happens to them. And then you can fast forward at the end of the war. Well, Poland, we got into the war to save Poland, for Poland's, you know, and yet who gets Poland at the end of the war? A ravaged Poland, but the Soviet Union. So this thinly veiled disguise of protecting Poland is just total rubbish. Everything is so plainly to see when you start scratching the surface just a little bit on this on this issue. It's like I've always felt, you know, with all the assassinations, as I brought up much earlier, that if one just starts to look at it, or 9/11, which I did major research on, you just start to scratch the surface and the truth comes out. More or less, I've always said, they're more or less spitting in anybody that's looking's faces.
Sure. All righty. We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. The website that he's talking about today is RudolfHess.net. And Mark will be back with us tomorrow to talk about Holocaust revisionism. And it's very interesting. You were talking about how Russia went in on the 17th and they occupied a large percentage of where the Jews lived in Poland. And one of the reasons that they went in was because that 10% of the population of Poland was Jewish. And what they did was that they transferred a lot of the Jews out of the area that would soon come under the jurisdiction of Germany. And they transported those Jews out to protect them. And they had they moved them out into the interior of Russia. It's quite interesting when you look at the movement, the transporting of Jews, and remember that in any given situation, the Jews are always the first people that are moved in order to save them from any, bad circumstances. They always get preferential treatment when it comes to being moved out of harm's way. And you never hear about that.
They don't sign up for wars or fight in very many wars either. They get other people to fight their wars. One of your guests said, an inter-Gentile wars. And they sit back, finance both sides sometimes, and most times these days, and watch the Gentiles by the tens of millions kill themselves. And, you know, it's beyond evil and demonic to me. But back to Hess. And in 1940, Hess, with Hitler's okay, tries to go through back channels and through Switzerland and find a peace plan with England. This is it's not accepted by England. So Hess asks his friend Messerschmitt to give him a plane, one of the new ME-110s. And he meets Hitler on May 4th, 1941, and they talk for 30 minutes approximately. This is the last time the two will ever meet. And the conversation, Hess asks him, "Are you still want peace with England?" And Hitler says yes to Hess. So there's some ambiguity about did Hess do this by himself, his flight for peace? I'm not quite sure the answer. If Hitler knew about it or he didn't know about it. I just don't know, but nonetheless, he did get his answer that Hitler wanted peace with England, which it seems to be correct. And so Hess, who was an aviator since the end of World War I, practiced on this ME-110 and was getting weather updates, and he was going to. He actually went out and tested the thing, and it was never armed, this plane, huh? This was a true flight for peace that he took. And he was going to piggyback on a major air raid in England. And what happened is he went out actually on earlier, and the weather got bad, and he turned back. But on the day of May 10, 1941, everything was a go. Everything fell in, and he knew it. And he played with his son for hours that morning. Got into his car and went to the airfield, and took off at 5:40 in the afternoon, and piggybacked on what was the largest air raid of England on May 10th, 1941, 1 year after the Churchill becomes prime minister, 1 year to the day. And Hess flies, and he gets. He's flying to bring peace, and he's going to meet the Duke from where he met in 36 Olympics, and he has this goodness about him and he has a famous quote by that I begin my piece with that says. My coming, and this was said in captivity when he's in prison on June 10th, 1941. My coming to England in this way is, as I realize, so unusual that nobody will easily understand it. I was confronted by a very hard decision. I do not think I could have arrived at my final choice unless I had continually kept before my eyes the vision of an endless line of children's coffins with weeping mothers behind them, both English and German. And another line of coffins of mothers with mourning children. So this man, he went and he had a letter, by the way, also for the King of England when they found him. So he got over, he found his way, and he found his way within miles of the Duke's house and parachuted out at around 6,000 feet. His plane crashed, of course, and...
Right. All righty, we are going to a quick break, and it's important to realize that both Hess and Hitler had been in World War I. They knew how terrible and tragic the warfare was. Can't say the same about Churchill. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Go Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Eltzis. And the website that he is talking about today is RudolfHess.net. And Mark has a lot of websites. How many do you have exactly?
I don't even know. I created the largest network in the world by far. I started back on May 1st, 1997. I realized that this is probably the last bastion for free speech. So I picked every major topic that I could think of and bought a top-level domain name for them, such as RudolfHess.net. Most of my names are .net, and the flagship is LoveEarth.net. And at one point, I guess there was well over 1,000 websites themselves with tens of thousands of pages to it. I saw it as a way to enlighten humanity, and that's why I'm here. I'm trying to just bring out a truth, and this is what led me on this road to find out who's running the show and running the earth into the ground and why. And so thank you for bringing that up. I got a lot of sites to number one site in Google for many times. Of all of a sudden, it's interesting. The last piece I wrote before Hess was in about the 2004 election. And if you put in stolen election into Google, it was ranked number one for 8 years. And now I don't know where it is. All of a sudden, it's just dropped off So the same with my 9/11 timeline. It was ranked number one in Google for 9 years, and all of a sudden it's dropping down. I don't know if it's because of what I've been writing lately, and certain people know what I'm doing and whatever, but who knows. But thank you for mentioning that. I sort of gave it up and went into film more because I did all I could do, and every bit of money that I make, I try to spend trying to enlighten people, because I feel that we have deep problems. But back to Rudolf Hess, who is a courageous hero for peace. On his flight on May 10th, 1941, he piggybacked, like I said, on the largest bombing raid ever. And it's interesting that that was it. And after that, Germany very much stopped bombing England, and well, to get ready for Operation Barbarossa. But the funny thing is that Churchill also gave to his Air Force and said, very much slow down and reduce the bombing of Germany. So this, in a vicarious way, he did bring peace between Germany and England for a little while. So he lands there, and he's captured by the a farmer, and local police get him, and then the military gets him very quickly. And it goes up the food chain, and Churchill knows about it right away. And Churchill's scared silly by it, because, as I said, mentioned earlier, there's a very big peace movement in England, which we're not told about. But and so he keeps Hess under wraps, tight wraps, and moves him around to one place or another. And I sort of skip over the 41 to 45, and I mention there's a book, Hess, The Missing Years, by David Irving, and I have a link to it on the page itself of RudolfHess.net. And David has made this for free, and I've read the book. It's a wonderful book about these missing years of Hess while he was in England, being shipped from one war to another. At this time, by the way, Churchill, Hess is he should be given back to Germany. He's an ambassador for peace, and Churchill even mentions this, that he also has, he thinks he's crazy. Well, if he does believe he's crazy, then under the Geneva Conventions, he has to give him back to Germany. So this scoundrel, he plays every side whatever way he wants, and gets away with it, because the powers that be are behind him, and he's just a little pit bull out there. But so he breaks, England is breaking their own rules. Anyway, he's in England until October 8th of 1945, and which is, of course, after the war has ended, a few months after. And he leaves England, and he's sent over to Germany for the military trial, the Nuremberg trials. And he's there with 23 other top German leaders at the first trial. And what happens is that Hess is very indignant. They wanted to kill him, most of them, but the end result of this is he got life imprisonment for what he did to bring peace. He was found guilty for bringing peace. Pretty strange. But since you realize who was in control of the Nuremberg tribunals, it was 75-80% Jews that were in control of everything. And of course, we know that the Germans were all tortured very badly. And anyway, Hess is given a life sentence, even though a lot of them want him dead, hung, as many of them were. And he's then shipped to the prison, and he spends the rest of his life in Spandau prison. Even Albert Speer only gets 20 years, and he gets out in 66, I believe. Hess is in this prison built for 600. Alone for the last 21 years. He, by the way, during this whole time in prison, when his wife and his son come to visit him, they're not allowed to touch. It's a barbaric. He's only known as a prisoner seven. And he's kept more or less in solitary confinement. This is it's just brutal behavior. Even in the 80s, when Soviet Union, France, and the United States say we should let Hess out, huh? He's served enough time. The British government said no. No, we're going to keep him in there. And so he's all alone for the last 21 years of his life in a prison. And it takes upwards of 200 people and a million Reichsmarks a year to keep this man in prison. It's just barbaric and inhumane. And finally, on August 17th, 1987, he's found strangled to death, a 93-year-old man. And his son, who is now deceased, I have quotes from him saying he looked into it very much, his father's death, and his father was not, he did not kill himself. Also, there's an American that was in charge of the American delegation that when, because they all four powers had different shifts on to watch Hess with all their different people. And the American also said this, that he became very friendly with Hess. And matter of fact, he wrote a book with him. They spent hundreds of hours together. And the Americans found out about the book and decommissioned him, threw him out of the army just for collaborating with Hess on a book. And he also said that Hess, there's no way this man could have killed himself. So here you have, you know, what the MI5, MI6, whoever, go and strangle a 93-year-old man and kill him. And that doesn't end the story. It's interesting because then on July 20th, 2011, and I believe this, of course, was done on purpose on July 20th, since this is a very important day in German history. July 20th, 1944, was when they tried to assassinate Adolf Hitler. So on July 20th, they got the rights what was happening was Hess was buried with his wife and his mother and father in Bavaria, from where he's from, his family. And there was a lot of pilgrimages there. I mean, this people were catching on that this Rudolf Hess was the poster boy for peace, and that this man gave up his life. He spent the last 46, 47 years of his life in prison and finally killed for trying to bring peace. And so it sort of lifts the veil of these evil demonic people we're playing with. And people saw through this, rightly so. And more people were going to his grave. And of course, the Jews recognized this, that this was a big problem. So on July 20th, 2011, in the middle of the night, they unearthed his grave, him and his wife and his parents, and cremated him and scattered the ashes at sea, supposedly, like they did with Osama bin Laden, huh?
Right. And, sure.
Yeah. And destroyed this tombstone which said, "I dared." So here you have the people that are scared, 50 years later.
It's amazing.
70 years later, 65 years later, they're scared of this man because of the image of him being the poster boy for peace. They have to dig his body up and throw him away and have no more gravesite there. I mean, this is who you're dealing with. I mean, to me, when I learned of that, I it almost made me cry. How dare you dig somebody's grave up?
Indeed.
It hurt me to the core. So this is what, like I said before, I stopped writing for pretty much 8 years, except for my film, and I was doing a lot of other things. But it made me reawaken because here is this person in history that hopefully will, if people read this piece, will begin to understand that, let me learn a little bit more out of, from Germany. If this guy was like this, then maybe other things that they're saying about Germany aren't true also. So it's sort of an opening the door, a stepping stone into, for people that are, that have believed the propaganda, which is, of course, the overwhelming majority of people still. So this is a gateway for them to hopefully see that the Germans weren't the, you know, the crazy Nazis that the Jews have shown them as through, as I said before, hundreds of thousands of articles, you know, and thousands of films and tens of thousands of books, and just the overkill of it. So it's, I say that this man was a true courageous hero for peace who lived his life honorably. And I've written stories about Bobby Kennedy and John Kennedy, and I have major sites for Martin Luther King. And interestingly enough, I John Lennon, and people that find bullets in their bodies or strangled at 93 years old, I have a certain affinity for the people that were the peace bringers to this planet and got assassinated for this, or as in his case, spent the rest of his life in jail and then assassinated.
Right. Now, didn't they also dig up Hitler's parents' graves and destroy them?
I'm not sure about that, Deanna. I'm not sure. But it could be true. I'll have to look into that. And it's funny because I recollect something about it, but I'm not sure which way.
Right.
But I wouldn't doubt it, because this is, and this, once again, this is what I'm saying. This is a way to show who you're dealing with just by their actions. Like I said very much earlier in this interview about, I believe the CIA got this guy to come into the Sarasota Film Festival, you know, the week that they're going to see if it's going to be in my local film festival here. They bring this guy in to go and make a fool of, so nobody could ever possibly vote for my film to be in the film festival. They show themselves by doing these outlandish type of behavior. And this is a way for everybody to see, this kind of behavior that this, they show their hand. It's very telling.
And, sure.
And you know, he was, another interesting thing was on September 1st, 1939, Hitler gave a directive out, and he said that Hess was the number three person in the Third Reich. So this was once again another honor for this man that has been, all sorts of innuendo and everything thrown about him. Of course, why? Because he is a courageous hero for peace. So anybody that is has integrity and dignity and tries to put their life on the line for peace, of course, is ridiculed and made fun of by the Jews to make sure you don't look at him. But as I said once again, digging up the grave is the final atrocity to that they show their hand in what, who these people are that you're dealing with. It's as clear as day that they have, you know, once again, they're 0.2% of the population. We're 99.8%. How long are we going to put up with this? And I'm not saying, you know, I was brought up Catholic and went to the oldest Catholic high school in this country, and I believe in being honest, and I live my life by the golden rule. But when you have such evil demonic forces that are enslaving humanity and using every psychological and trick and every which way, and you know, and buying, once you get the Federal Reserve, which they did on December 23rd, 1913, you know, they got the film industry, they got the radio industry, they got the TV, they had all the newspapers, they buy up all the newspapers and magazines, and then they get the medical, and they get the law, and they get the politicians, and they have everything.
They also control psychology and all of that kind of thing. And in fact, in the last few days, I've been researching Stanley Milgram's three-year study. And when you piece that all together and recognize that he was a practicing Jew who did his bar mitzvah, and that his study came out at about the same time that they were having the trial in Jerusalem for Adolf Eichmann, mm-hmm. and you recognize that that whole three-year study was to do nothing but tell how terrible the Germans were.
Yeah, yes, you're correct.
Alrighty, we will be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Mark R. Elsis, and he's coming back tomorrow. So we're going to have 2 days. Which is lovely. Hopefully it'll be the beginning of several visits here.
Well, thank you, Diana. And anybody that would like, the Holocaust Revisionism document is not online yet because of a few different matters. But if anybody would like a Word document emailed to them, they can email me at mark loveearth.net. That's Mark at loveearth, but with one E, .net. And I'll give them a Word document of it. So if they want to come along tomorrow and read along with it, it is the work of my life by five times, I guess, over my 9/11 timeline that I wrote. So I would like to read a quote, which was the last statement by Rudolf Hess to the International Military Tribunal in Nuremberg on August 31st, 1946. He states, "I do not propose to argue about charges that are concerned with the internal affairs of Germany, with which foreigners have no right to interfere. I make no complaints about statements, the aim of which is to discredit and dishonor myself and the entire German people. I regard such statements coming from enemies as confirmations of our honor. It has been my privilege to serve for many years under the greatest son to whom my people have given birth in its thousands of years of history. Even if it were possible for me to do so, I would never wish to wipe this period of service out of my life. It fills me with happiness to know that I did my duty toward my people. I regret nothing. Whatever man may do to me, the day will come when I will stand before the judgment seat of the Eternal. To give to him, I will give an account of my actions, and I know that he will pronounce me innocent." So this man, this quote for me, sums up what the word integrity means, and honor, and true honor to one's people. And once again, it almost makes me fill up with tears reading this. That
I can tell.
Yeah, it's.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, because here is a man. More or less, he thinks he's going to be put to death, and he's not capitulating to the enemy. Another thing, it's interesting that all these people at the Nuremberg trials, so many of them were, of course, unaware of this thing called the Holocaust. And we'll get that into tomorrow, but it's just, until they were tortured so badly, with their testicles crushed. It is what it is, and I'm grateful to you and your show in so many ways, Deanna. Yeah, it's just you do a service to humanity that's really it's wonderful.
Well, really, thank you so much. There's a lot of people such as yourself that add to other people's education. Thank you so much, and we will talk with you tomorrow.